This recording, Austria 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot or mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I guess I'm just going to talk a bit about myself. So I've always lived in Austria. I was born here and I was brought up here, and my parents as well, even though they were both born about like 30 kilometers from where we live now. And they both grew up very much in the countryside in the middle of nowhere. But then because my dad found a job here, we decided to move here. But as I've said before, those two places are only about like 30 kilometers apart. So I've lived in pretty much the same area all my life. And I mean, the town I live in now is pretty nice. I mean, the thing is that it can get quite boring after a while because it is pretty small. And especially when it comes to like nightlife and stuff like that, my city or my town doesn't really have anything to offer. And, you know, I'm definitely not averse to a good night out. So whenever I want to go clubbing or just want to go out, then I need to go somewhere else, which can be a bit frustrating. But anyway, I mean, I can't change it, so I'm just going to live with it. But yeah, so there is not really a lot of activities that you can do here. So whenever I want to meet up with my friends, we most of the time just grab a coffee and, you know, then have a nice conversation over like a coffee and some pastries in a cafe. But yeah, apart from that, we don't really have a lot of things. I mean, skiing is quite big here because the town is quite like surrounded by mountains. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Hallo, ich sage jetzt noch ein paar Worte auf Deutsch. Also ich komme aus Österreich, ich bin in Österreich aufgewachsen und habe halt eigentlich immer in der Südoststeiermark gelebt. Meine Eltern eigentlich genauso, und das heißt, ich bin da zur Schule gegangen und jetzt bin ich Studentin und studiere in dieser Gegend. Und ja, so klingt es circa, wenn ich Deutsch rede.